It's a beautiful life, I mean. Life is so beautiful.
Life is so beautiful. So, I was talking to my sister, you know, brothers and sisters, they do that from time to time. And I was telling her that though this world is more troubled than the 20-some-odd years since we've been on the planet, part of the reason why it's so much more troubled is because we look at it differently. Since we've become adults, we've become troubled with life. But we should take time, step back, and look at life like when we were kids. Take a moment and appreciate it for what it is. And know, this life is beautiful. Remember the days when I was just a younger lad. More than a decade before I ventured to undergrad, when my days were filled with He-Man, Thundercats. At times when I wonder back, I want them back. Life's not what it used to be. When we were little kids, Catherine, it was you and me. No matter what went down, no matter how it happened, it was me and you, Tim and Catherine. Remember them bringing you home? I've got the date remembered. When mom and dad said you've got a baby sister, love and encourage her when you play it with her. When this life is difficult, face it with her. Our days were simpler. We would go and play tag. Mother May I and roller skate and ride our bikes all over the place. We let no ray of sunshine go to waste. Those were days. Smaller in number, but each and every day that would fall in the summer found us glued to televisions or wallowed in slumber. Was life really simpler then? I bother to wonder. Even when Happy Meals were in every car ride, and G.I. Joe was the way that our day would start, right? This world we lived in still came upon its hard times. We just only looked as far as the days of our lives. All the way up until 93, the bulk of all of our sibling rivalries suffice to watch more television than the eye should see. Our lives were old enough to play hide and seek. Around the second time we heard the letters HIV, it wasn't magic, it was closer than we would like to see. When someone said, "This time it's me," we saw that life could lead. Relatives died in threes. The three left us within months of each other, leaving you and I at home to struggle and wonder. Should we have seen them in that time over the summer? We had no fear of death, but wondered what would become of us. The pace of ascending, it lies more on the fact of how we wait to begin it. For the sake of making a living, men forsake the living and glory in the days when they were misbehaving as children. Look back to the future, we want the past to presently, neglecting the gift of the present. Blurred on dates with destiny, we unearth our legacy. We move at this reckless speed, working our fingers to the bone. In death we rest in peace, meetings after meetings, appointments, agendas. We miss the beauty of this life when the point is this splendor. Life is beautiful, time is moving slow. It's moving too swiftly for any of you to hold. Saying that about the future, it moves at a blessed pace. We know that today was tomorrow, yesterday. Today's a gift, that's why we call it the present day. And of a truth, that's why the elders never neglect to say, carpe diem, forget what we've done. Life is beautiful, death is peaceful. The transition is troublesome and it troubles some. When they fail and then they grasp, this life is a test, we'll fail until we pass.
Beautiful.
Sunshine, blue sky.